Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor Jazz on Flavor News Radio, bringing you some of the best of the jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, where we are located, to across the United States and even around the globe. I was in the mood for some jazz this morning and thought, you know what, why not just do a show? So just in case there's somebody out there that wanted to join me and listen to some of the jazz flavor that I'm receiving, then you can just hang out with me. So just sit back, relax, and take in their flavor. I want to start out today's show with an artist that is from the Pacific Northwest. This is Michael Powers with his piece called Urban Ukulele. Side. That was Michael Powers from right here in the Pacific Northwest with his amazing piece, Urban Ukulele. Now I want to take you over to Switzerland and play you a piece by another amazing jazz artist. His name is Fabio Mignola, and this is Take Me Higher. Fabio Mignola with his piece, Take Me Higher. And Fabio is out of Switzerland. Now I want to bring you to Detroit, Michigan and play a piece by John D. Green Sr. And it is called Melodocracy.
Mm-hmm.
We were just listening to John D. Green Sr. out of Detroit, Michigan, with his piece, Melodocracy. Now I'm going to take you down to Alabama and play for you one of my favorite jazz artists that I've just come to know, and I featured him on my all-media artist show. And this is Lloyd Watson with his piece, Love Hurts.
Thank you.
We were just listening to Lloyd Watson coming to us from Alabama with his piece called Love Hurts. Now I'm going to take you down to San Diego, California, and play a piece by an amazing, accomplished jazz artist. And this is Patrick Gandel with You're the Only Woman.
Thank you.
All right, that was Patrick Gandel with his rendition of You're the Only Woman. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in to listen to this show live today. It is a gloomy, gloomy, rainy morning here in Seattle, Washington. I thought, what better way to start out my day is by playing a little bit of jazz. So I thought that I would include you in on that and allow you to come share some of the flavor that Flavor News Radio is receiving. Isn't it absolutely amazing? Well, I want to just keep this going, and I'm going to play a piece for you by a dear friend of mine, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, out of Alabama. Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen, out of Kansas City, Kansas. And this is his piece, Tell It Like It Is. All right, that was Stephen Ferguson coming to us from Kansas City, Kansas, with his piece, Tell It Like It Is. Stephen has a new CD that will be coming out on February 21st, which is called We Are One. So definitely stay tuned for that and support the artists. You know, support all of the artists that you hear me play, the ones that you're really digging their sounds. That's what they need. They need the help in spreading the word about who they are and what they're doing. And they also need your support by purchasing their CDs and anything that they have for sale, whether it be, you know, a showcase that they are performing at, you know, or whatever. You know, get up and get out and step up to support the underground independent artists, because they could be the next best big thing. And you, the fans, the ones that believe in who they are and what they're doing, are we play a very, very big role in the success of their career and, you know, taking things to the next level. So thank you again for tuning in to The Flavor of Jazz today with me. It was kind of a last-minute impromptu show that I did, but that's, you know, how I do it sometimes. If I'm in the mood, the beauty of online radio is I can schedule a show pretty much any time that I want to do one. So just, you know, sit back and relax. We've got, oh, maybe about 25 more minutes left in this show, and I want to play another piece by an artist out of the Pacific Northwest, and this is Butch Harrison with Dreaming. Butch Harrison with his rendition of Dreamin'.
Hi, this is John D. Green, Sr., and you're listening to Flavor News Radio. Flavor News has supported independent and underground artists of all genres since its creation in 2007. But now, Flavor News needs your help. A financial contribution of any size can go a long way in allowing Flavor News to continue to support indie and underground artists. To find out how you can do more, please go to www.flavornews.com. Thank you.
Starting this month, February of 2011, Blog Talk Radio is no longer a free avenue for us radio show hosts to utilize in supporting what we do online. So I'm asking that you guys join hands with Flavor News Radio and help absorb the expenses of keeping this show on the air to continue our support of the underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and around the globe. The expense is not too much, you know, but still it is an expense that was not anticipated to take place. So if you are interested and you are willing and able and you dig what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio, consider giving as small as a dollar per month to keep Flavor News and Flavor News Radio going strong in 2011. You can go to paypal.com and use radio@flavornews.com as the send to email. I want to thank everybody for your love and support in helping me continue to do what I do and supporting you, the underground independent artists, and the fans that love them too. So let's just keep this show going. We've got about 15 minutes left, and I've got so many artists that I would love to play for you. But you know what? I'm going to play a piece by a kind of a funk jazz blues band that I've just come to know. And they are out of Ohio. They go by the name of Black Eyes, and I'm going to play Indigo Moon.
Thank you.
right? That was Black Eyes coming to us from Ohio with their piece Indigo Moon. Now I'm going to take you back down to California and play a piece. This is a very unique piece. I don't know the terminology when it comes to music because I'm just a fan. I just wave my leopard pom-poms, so I'm not into all that technical terminology. I would call this abstract jazz. And this is Michael White Quintet with their piece called Circumambulation.
Thank you.
We have come to the end of the Flavor of Jazz, and we were just listening to a group out of California, Michael White Quintet, with their piece called Circumambulation, an absolutely amazing, challenging, abstract piece. I love it because it just, you can't really necessarily guess what's going to come next. It's got so many elements. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that came out to listen to this show live. To those that come out and listen to it in the archives, I love what I do, and I love playing a variety of underground independent artists for you. The Flavor of Jazz obviously is geared towards jazz artists. So if you are a jazz artist and you'd like to be heard on any of the Flavor News radio shows, and especially the Flavor of Jazz, please feel free to send your MP3s along with your press kit to radio@flavornews.com. If you want to give me some feedback on this show or any other shows, also send a message to that particular email address. And then if you're interested in joining hands to keep Flavor News on the radio, please use Flavor News, or excuse me, please use radio@flavornews.com as the send-to email if you use PayPal. Otherwise, you can send me a private message to the same email address, and I will give you a mailing address. So thank you so much for your support of who I am and what I do. Stay tuned. You never know when I may pop up with another show. I definitely will be back on Wednesday for the All Media Artist Features, and my special guest will be a jazz artist by the name of Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California. So I'm going to close this show out tonight with a piece by Ian Villafana out of Louisiana, and this is called Caribbean Lights.